When it comes to gardening, some people really know their limit. Others seem to go, well, a little above and beyond. On a quiet residential street in Madison, Wisconsin, 91-year-old Isidore Fine and his wife Mary Gray have planted literally tens of thousands of flowering bulbs around their home. The springtime display is so extravagant, word of it has spread well beyond their small neighborhood, to the point that thousands of visitors turn up every spring to wander the paths in their backyard. Erin Kloon recently moved into the neighborhood and brought her family to check out the garden they heard so much about.
Good morning.
Isn't this a feast?
It's just beautiful.
It just makes you feel good.
Yeah. My friend said that he talked to her one time and he told her how many bulbs he bought every year. It was such a large number that I couldn't believe it, and now I don't dare say it. I'm like, just so many. I mean, I get 50 bulbs and I can't get them in the ground.
And how many years have you been coming?
No, this is my first year, but this has been around for some time. You know, my friend was told by her friend who was... How did you find out?
A neighbor told us. Similar
okay.
thing. Yeah.
We moved in the 40s. And so then we started planting. And the last few years we've planted about 5,000 or 6,000 bulbs. The big crocuses come up and they don't last long. And then the cella comes up and it's a mass of blue all over the area. We've planted a lot of ground cover that blooms. It isn't blooming yet, but it will bloom later and it'll be different colors. And it's very beautiful and we have it all over the woods. And right now, the jonquils are gone, but we have lots of tulips and lots more tulips will be coming. And of course the bluebells were here when we came and we transplanted them all over. We probably didn't need to, they did it on their own. We had about 2,000 people through here last year though, looking at the flowers. They're really careful about our bedroom window. We don't care if they go by because I try to get dressed by 6 o'clock now, this time of year, because people start early coming through.
Children love it. And then if Iz is around, he usually gives them a tulip or something to take, and they're really happy about that and want to come back again the next day.
Blue, purple, purple, yes.
What are those, hyacinth?
These purple and these purple flowers never stop.
Just goes on forever, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Seems like. Say bye-bye, garden.
Bye-bye.
Dans ma jeunesse, il y a des rues dangereuses. Dans ma jeunesse, il y a des villes moroses, des fugues au
cœur. Erin Kloon and her family walking through a wonderland of flowers planted by 91-year-old Isidore Fine and his wife Mary Gray in Madison, Wisconsin.